From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. San Francisco is pioneering a new program that aims to reduce racial health disparities among expecting parents. KALW's Nora Buzidi has more.
On Monday, Mayor Breed announced a new program that she calls the first pregnancy income supplement program in the U.S. The pilot program provides basic income for pregnant Black and Pacific Islander San Franciscans. It's called the Abundant Birth Project. Participants will receive $1,000 a month throughout their pregnancy and for at least 6 months after their baby is born. The project aims to address the significant disparities in maternal and infant deaths that the Black and Pacific Islander communities face. According to the city, more than 13% of Black babies are born premature. That's almost twice the rate for white babies. And 10% of Pacific Islander babies are born prematurely as well. Both Black and Pacific Islander populations also face disproportionate rates of infant mortality. The program is a collaboration with UC San Francisco and receives private and public funding. It's enrolling participants over the next 2 years. In San Mateo, I'm Nora Buzidi, KALW News.
Relief from putrid, dangerous air spewing from massive wildfires across the West won't come until later in the week or beyond, scientists and forecasters say, and the hazy and gunk-filled skies might stick around for even longer. Some areas of Central California blanketed by smoke are not likely to see relief until October, according to a fire incident meteorologist who said smoke from dozens of wildfires in the West and throughout California is pooling in the Central Valley, which already has some of California's worst air quality, whether or not wildfires are burning. And a Fresno County judge has ordered classrooms closed at a private school that has defied state and local health orders aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus. The ruling marked a legal victory for Fresno County health officials who'd unsuccessfully ordered Emmanuel Schools last month to stop in-person instruction. The K-12 Christian school, with about 600 students, reopened its campus on August 13th. It argued that parents should decide if their children attend school and claimed students had achieved herd immunity. The judge said the school operating poses, quote, irreparable harm, unquote, to the community during the pandemic. Here in San Francisco, elementary schools can apply to host in-person learning next week with proper safety precautions, but public schools will continue to operate at a distance. You can find more news online at KALW.org. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.